Myanmar is releasing more than 14,600 prisoners Tuesday under a clemency program and commuting thousands more sentences. But activists have dismissed the amnesty as a token gesture aimed at improving its international image. The vast majority of those released from prisons across the country were common criminals, and very few were political prisoners. The amnesty was announced by President Thein Sein and came just days after United Nations Special Envoy visited Myanmar and urged the release of all political prisoners. Executive Director of Burma Campaign UK, Anna Roberts, told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that the prisoner release is disappointing.
This is a very disappointing announcement by the Burma's new dictator, Thein Sein. What has been announced is that those prisoners that have been sentenced to death have had their sentence commuted to life imprisonment, and all prisoners have had their sentences reduced by 1 year, so that those prisoners whose sentence was about to expire in 1 year or less have been released, resulting in these releases. But actually, this doesn't really have an impact on the more than 2,000 political prisoners that Burma is still holding. The majority of political prisoners in Burma have been sentenced to very long sentences, many of 65 years or more. You know, there's even one political prisoner who has a sentence of more than 100 years. So this is a completely meaningless gesture. And it's one that, you know, regimes in Burma, dictatorships in Burma, successively make in terms of these sort of so-called prisoner amnesties. Now, in the past, under Burma's former dictator, Than Shwe, when he came to power in 1994, he actually released over 400 political prisoners. So by those standards, Burma's new dictator, Thein Sein, is even more hard-line than Burma's previous dictator, because actually, you know, very few political prisoners will be released under this. So not surprising, given what we know about this regime, but all the same disappointing.
Now, what do we know about the conditions of prisons?
Very brutal, very harsh conditions for Burma's prisoners, and particularly harsh for political prisoners. The regime not only sentences political prisoners to these very long sentences, as I've said, to, you know, 65 years or more, but they also use the tactic of moving political prisoners to remote prisons hundreds of miles away from their home and their families. And conditions inside the prisons are very brutal. Many prisoners are often kept for periods in solitary confinement. The food is very poor, often rotten, and prisoners have to rely on extra support from their family. So this extra sort of sentence of moving prisoners so far from their families removes that support that prisoners get from their families. Political prisoners are often routinely denied medical treatment for conditions that they're suffering and that they develop in these harsh conditions with, you know, malnutrition and lack of proper care. And that is another tactic to sort of punish, extra punishment for political prisoners. And we know that there are more than 100 political prisoners whose health is very serious, and, you know, we're very concerned for their safety.
But is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I'd like to say that, you know, basically this regime is showing its true colours. You know, there are those who would like to see this as a somehow reforming regime, that there are new steps towards democracy. But actually, if we look at the facts, we look beyond the rhetoric, then this is a dictatorship that is still keeping those political prisoners in detention, that hasn't created any new freedoms or liberties for Burma's people, that in ethnic areas is breaking ceasefires and attacking civilians where there's a terrible human rights abuses being committed. So, you know, this is a dictatorship still the same, and we still need international pressure to really bring real change and dialogue to the country.